Inmates in Indiana prisons are worried about COVID-19 and the conditions there. They say social distancing is impossible, and many report that their dorms are full of people showing symptoms. More than 340 prisoners have now tested positive for coronavirus across the state, and 9 prisoners have died during the pandemic, the state says. SideFX Public Media's Jake Harper looked into some of those deaths.
The first inmate who died from COVID-19 was named Scotty Edwards. He was 73 years old, serving time at the Westville Correctional Facility for an attempted murder in 2001. He was actually supposed to be released to home detention on May 1st, except for what happened last month.
He had been sick for about a week and a half.
An inmate named Josh told his mother in a recorded call that Edwards started showing COVID symptoms in early April. He asked to be identified by his first name because he was afraid of punishment from prison staff. Two other inmates corroborated the story.
He went over to medical several times, and then he kept saying, oh, you're fine, kept sending them back.
The inmate said Edwards was short of breath and his chest hurt. He could barely talk, was dizzy, sweaty, and throwing up. He couldn't even make it see medical staff on his own. Other prisoners pushed Edwards in a wheelchair. Each time, he was sent back to his dorm, where dozens of other prisoners lived.
One day, he made it halfway through the bathroom and almost fell.
Josh said two inmates got Edwards to sit on a toilet. An officer called the medical staff.
Let him sit out there in the bathroom for about 45 minutes, and then they finally took him out with on oxygen, and then next thing we know, he dies.
The prisoner accounts contradict the official story from the Indiana Department of Correction. Edwards died on Monday, April 13th. The next day, the department put out a release. It read, quote, "The offender, a male over the age of 70, who did not have indications of illness, reported experiencing chest pains and trouble breathing on Monday," end quote. The state declined an interview request. The Westville inmates said Edwards didn't wait until that Monday to report his symptoms. He had complained to staff for days. He died of acute respiratory failure, according to the coroner. The inmate's account raises questions for Dr. Mark Stern, former medical director of the Washington State Prison System.
For the moment, it's premature to be able to draw any conclusions.
Stern says it's difficult to judge the care Edwards received without seeing his records, which could show other medical problems. Prison staff may have done all the proper exams, and some people go downhill quickly. Still, he says there are red flags.
When I say red flags, it means it doesn't sound like a slam dunk that they did the right thing. It sounds like there's some things here that I would definitely want to know more.
Three prisoners at the Plainfield Correctional Facility told similar stories about a man who died there. In a recorded call, one of them said the man kept complaining he couldn't breathe.
He had constantly been trying to get the shift sergeant to send him to medical, and he sent him back there, back to his bed.
One of the Plainfield prisoners said medical staff checked on the man, but left him in the dorm where he died.
The staff ain't really showing no regard for people's health and people's safety. They being dismissive of it.
The department has maintained that it isolates inmates exhibiting COVID-19 symptoms. This is from a video posted to the agency's website.
Correctional facility staff are constantly monitoring offenders for virus-related symptoms.
But prisoners say they don't feel safe, and they worry the deaths will continue. After Edwards died, Josh said his entire dorm got tested.
Literally everybody on my dorm is infected with coronavirus, which is 85 people.
Another man complained to staff about shortness of breath, and Josh said officers wrote him up for being disruptive. He says everyone in the prison is terrified. Jake Harper, SideFX Public Media.